You're listening to the Story Selling Podcast, where we help you create better content, double your impact and your revenue through the power of story and sales psychology. Here's your host, digital marketing strategist and founder of the Story Selling Masterclass, 16 Ramos.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to our special 12 Days of Sales Psychology series. This is day 9, and today we're diving into a psychological phenomenon that a lot of you might be hearing for the first time today. It's called the Zeigarnik Effect. Now, you might be wondering what this is, but I have a feeling you've all experienced this phenomenon one way or another. If you caught our episode yesterday on the Halo Effect and loved it, it's just gonna get even more exciting. But if you missed it, be sure to check it out later. Gosh, this is already the 9th episode. I can't believe it. Time flies. Now, as we near the end of our 12 Days of Sales Psychology series, I've received a few questions about what's next. Now, don't worry. We're not going anywhere. We're just gonna take a little holiday break, but we'll be back in January with a new schedule. The plan is to release a new episode once a week, still touching on the art of brand storytelling, but we'll also be diving into stories of different people, cultures, historical events, and even social behaviors that profoundly influence how people act and think. I have a feeling that curiosity and awareness are going to be the themes of our new season, and I'm excited to share more with you, but that's all I'll reveal for now. Follow this podcast so that we can always keep you company. So, earlier this week, I was listening to a couple of Radiolab podcast episodes. Brilliant show, by the way. Highly recommend. If you've listened to Radiolab, you know that they have these cute little ad breaks mid-episode. And they time it just as they're about to make a big reveal in the story they're telling. So as I'm listening, I find myself going, come on, what's the thing? You know, what did they find out? What's going to happen in the story? And then I started thinking about how this is getting me kind of addicted to this show. And as I look closer about what happens or look closer into what happens throughout my day, I realize that this feeling is prompted a couple times in many different ways. Have you ever wondered why it's so hard to forget about a TV series that ends on a cliffhanger? Or why incomplete tasks seem to linger in your mind long after you've moved on to other things? That's the Zeigarnik Effect. It's a psychological phenomenon where people remember uncompleted or interrupted tasks better than completed ones. Named after the psychologist Bluma Zeigarnik, who first studied it in the 1920s, this effect essentially suggests that our brains are better at recalling unfinished tasks. This happens because incomplete tasks create a kind of mental tension that enhances their prominence in our memory. But why does this matter in marketing? Well, marketers have long harnessed the power of the Zeigarnik Effect to boost engagement and keep customers coming back. It's a technique that plays on our innate desire for closure. When a task or a story is left incomplete, our brain lights up, seeking resolution. This constant mental return to the unfinished task keeps a brand or a product at the forefront of a customer's mind. Let's delve into what happens in our brains here. When we encounter an unfinished task, it creates a psychological state of tension and arousal. This state keeps the task at the forefront of our memory processing. It's like having an open tab in your brain's browser that you can't close until the task is completed. It's the same thing about hearing a story or watching a movie. You need to see how it ends, otherwise it just bugs you. But it's not just theory. Studies back this up. Bluma Zeigarnik did a study that showed that waiters had better recall for unpaid orders. And once the bill was paid, the orders slipped from their memory. This highlights how our brain prioritizes unresolved matters. But let's look at how the Zeigarnik Effect plays out in marketing. Ever noticed how Netflix shows often end episodes with a major plot twist? This is a deliberate strategy to leverage the Zeigarnik effect, ensuring viewers return for the next episode. Video games also often use unfinished storylines or achievements to keep players engaged. Games like Fortnite release content in chapters, creating a sense of an ongoing, unfinished journey. So many brands do this too when they send a series of emails leading up to a big reveal or sale. Each email provides just enough information to keep readers engaged, but not enough to give away the whole story. So how do we apply this for your business? If you have a personal brand, create a series of content pieces that build on each other. For example, a fitness coach could start a 30-day challenge with daily updates, leaving followers anticipating the next day's routine. Now, let's say you're a financial advisor. You can offer a webinar series where each session tackles a piece of the financial puzzle. And each session ends on a note that makes attendees eager for the next one. A skincare brand could release a multi-step skincare routine over time, with each product introduction leaving customers curious about the next step in achieving perfect skin. Now, hopefully these are inspiring lots of ideas in your head. How are you going to apply the Zeigarnik effect onto your customer engagement strategy? Let's inspire each other. Visit 16ramos.com. Reach out to me. You can also use this nifty little Q&A box if you're listening on Spotify. So don't be shy. Go ahead and type in your thoughts. And if you love to read about this subject, I've got a nice book recommendation for you. It's called From Browsers to Buyers. I wrote this to help you use sales psychology principles with storytelling so that you can convert more customers through compelling content. You can find it on 16ramos.com. As we wrap up today's episode on the Zeigarnik effect, remember, it's all about keeping your audience engaged with that sense of unfinished business. Keep them coming back for more by strategically leveraging this psychological principle. And don't forget, tomorrow's another episode. We dive into the reciprocity principle, where we explore the power of returning favors and how it can be a game changer in sales and marketing. You won't want to miss it. It's going to be exciting, insightful, and perhaps a little surprising. Thank you for joining me today. If you're enjoying this series, make sure to tune in each day until Christmas Eve for more psychology-backed sales strategies. While you're here, give us a follow. You'll be sure to learn something new every time you listen. That's it for now. Stay warm and stay cozy.
You've been listening to the Story Selling Podcast. Catch you again next time for a brand new episode. If you like this topic or have a story you'd like to share, reach out and visit 16ramos.com.